Good morning, Erbil. Today is Wednesday, 17th of November, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and volunteers from Brazil and India. Right now it's cloudy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is thunderstorm, overcast with a temperature range from low 25 degrees Celsius to high 28 degrees Celsius, with wind east-southeast with 25 kilometers per hour and 60% chance of precipitation. Heat index is on 31 degrees Celsius. Later on we can expect a thunderstorm with wind from east with 18 kilometers per hour. As we all know, today is the day when the mother left her body, and the mother's chair will be in the hall of concentration at Savitri Bhavan from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And at 7 p.m. we can see a film, The Mother, Darshan Photos, prepared by Tatiana from Photos of Sunda Sundaram. And here's an interview with Dominic talking about volunteers and the difficulties they face to find a proper accommodation for them.
Good morning, Dominic. I would like to have some explanation about the situation that heavy ice is facing in this day.
Well, we have a great deal of applicants, of volunteers and students of the world who are coming, who are attracted by our ville. And Alice is taking care of their forwarding their application to find placements and internships in different places of our ville. But then they try to find an accommodation, and then comes the difficult time. Because first, in Addis we are too short and too less equipped to be able to take care of that. So I forward them to different places of Auroville, which is the guest accommodation facility in visitor center, or else the website of guest house. But then they find that everything is booked now, because this is a high tourist season of guests are coming, and as the guests are paying much the higher higher prices, then the guest house respond that no students. I have the case of an intern, Tanya, who is French. She is coming for an 8-month internship in Auroville. She's working with me, and she's going to work with the fundraising team soon. And she's kicked out from Mitra because she was supposed to stay only 2 months instead of when she had booked for the total totality. And then she has been trying to find another guest house, and she was told by guest house that no students because they can't pay the higher prices.
Can you give a figure about how many students, how many volunteers actually are applying, and how many are accepted, so to have a more or less an idea about the number that you have to have?
Okay, I would say that yearly I have something like 200 applicants who are applying to Avis and who find who find a placement. Mm. And at the end of September, I was something like 100. I had recounted 130 or 150 placed people. And but I cannot record if they have found an accommodation or not, because I'm so busy with their visa, which is another story. Okay, another saga, maybe another interview of the Real Radio. But nevertheless. I receive roughly 30 requests of coming, 20 to 30 requests, emails every day, and my kind of success rate is presently a little more than 40% of between the requests and the finding placement. You see, so actually 60% of the people who want to come to Auroville do not find either a placement, or I mean an internship or a voluntary service, or they don't find accommodation.
So Dominic, what is your suggestion to tackle this problem?
Well, you see, there are two things. There is a long-term action that I have started with Shivaya to take, which is actually to how do you say retrousser ses manches in French, you know, like really to going to the very material work, that is to say, start a project of building a complex of students, which we have started, which is named Cité Universitaire, which is a big project of building 100-bed housing and facilities. And we'll go to next week asking a building application to L'Avenir d'Auroville. But anyhow, this will give some results maybe within 2 years or 3 years, hopefully. And there is a short-term action that I'm trying to get, which is to sensitize the community that there must be somewhere some empty bedrooms, because there are some Orwellian students who have gone to the West also to do studies, or there is a studio which is available here and there. And if they could tell me that they have available place for a few months, I could then give a full, the information to these applicants or to these volunteers who have the kind of who are backed and supported by Orville units. So they are not anybody that you don't know. You know, it is somebody who really has made the commitment to take and to pay for a flight ticket and to come and be self-sufficient for several months. He's paying almost all his expenses, and this is somebody who is trustful, who is worthy, and who would be happy to have a contact with a Norwegian, by the way, because many times they feel very much left apart.
Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.